Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Bert Show.
I love what Abby is doing on her dating profiles, telling you right off the bat, here's the good stuff, here's the bad stuff.
I want them to tell me what's wrong with them before I even go out on a date with them. So on my Bumble profile, there's a little section where you can prompt guys to make the first move. Typically on Bumble, it was women that had to make the first move. Now it's a little different. Now you can just be like, hey, you can make the first move and here's how to do it. So my prompt is, what are your red and green flags? And it's kind of a vague question, so it's always interesting to see if they give me their red and green flags for the women they're dating. Like, this is what I would find to be a red or green flag. Mm-hmm. But I prefer it when they respond with what their red and green flags are for themselves.
Okay, so if you were going to start this, your red and green flags would be what?
Okay, so I have three for each. So my green flags are that I'm very decisive, which can be a good or a bad thing. Like, if I'm going out with you, it means I really like you, or I don't care.
I will say this also, as you bring that up, that as I was putting this list together yesterday, that red flags and green flags can very well be the same thing.
It just kind of depends on how people perceive it. Because some people may think, oh, she's like too picky, or she's too like, I don't know, her expectations are too high. I'm like, no, I'm just decisive. I either like you or I don't like you, and I'm willing to move on fast.
I'd rather know that though, right off the bat, and that you're self-aware enough to know that.
Yes, exactly. Okay, my next green flag is that I'm not really clingy. I don't really care much at all if you text me all day, if we see each other, you know, a couple of times a week, if you touch base every now and then, that's good for me. But then again, you could see that as a red flag, as maybe I don't care too much. Mm-hmm. My next green flag is that I do have a career, so I do have, you know, things that I'm focusing on that aren't just a man. So again, kind of in the not clingy category. But then my red flags, and I had to really take a hard look at myself because I was talking myself out of a lot of the red flags I had, because I'm like, okay, but is that really a red flag, or is that just because of blah, 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 blah? So here are the things that I think could actually be legitimate red flags if they were on a profile, because everything requires some explaining.
This really did. I think you did the same thing. It became like a journal entry or a therapy session as I'm looking at the green or red flags.
Yes, exactly. So if a guy saw that I was a cat mom on a profile, I do think he'd be like, oh, red flag, like crazy cat lady. She's going to have like seven cats running around her apartment. A little cringy. The next red flag that I think could be viewed as a red flag without much explanation is that I've never been in a long-term committed relationship. I'm going to be 28. That's kind of old to not have done that. So I could see how a lot of guys would be like, oh, red flag, not good.
Question for you on that one, Moe. If you're about to date somebody and she's 28 and she has the same, historically has the same dating history as Abby, never been in a long-term relationship, is that a red flag for you?
Nah, I've never saw that the way most people do, because I feel like if you have been in a lot of, or, you know, you have experience in long-term relationships, you probably might have some baggage that I have to deal with from having them. And if you haven't, then maybe you won't have as much. So I feel like it can be positives and negatives to both. So I don't see that as a red flag at all.
I'm packing light.
Exactly.
And then my last red flag is that I am a little avoidant. Like, when it comes to emotions and stuff, I have an avoidant attachment style, which I do think is the most legitimate of all of these red flags, in the sense that it's probably not the most desirable trait in a person that you're dating.
Okay. As I was putting this list together yesterday, I realized this. You know how there are some times in your life where you're feeling really good about yourself, and then there are other times where you're not feeling so good about yourself, and you can't even really pinpoint why?
Yes.
Am I alone on that?
It's called hormones.
Okay, well, I have them, apparently.
It's called moods.
Because I do feel like I'm at this little itty-bitty phase right now where I'm not feeling so great about myself. So the list of red flags was way longer than the green flags. And I'm like, God, I hope Amanda's not listening.
You could have limited yourself to be like, I'm going to choose three green flags and I'm going to choose three red flags.
That's what I did.
That's smart.
I've got 19 red flags and 2 green ones.
You're a liar.
I'm just kidding. All right, so in going with you and I, what we were saying, that green flags can sometimes be red flags. I'm spontaneous. That's a green flag, but it's also a red flag.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? The second one pretty much goes under the same category. I'm impulsive. So while it's exciting, it can also be very stressful. Like, I'm ready to go right now. I don't want to think about it too much. Let's go!
Yeah,
and if you're not that kind of person, or... it could just get you in a lot of trouble.
Yeah, I would put that one, if I was dating, in the red flag category.
Green flag, I think I'm doing pretty well financially. However, red flag, sometimes I can spend that too much on somebody in the beginning, so it seems like love bombing.
Mm.
Okay? Red flag, biggest red flag for Abby, I'm short.
That's not a red flag.
It absolutely is a red flag.
That is not a red flag. Red flag to me is a red flag that says this could be a character flaw. Short is not a character
flaw.
Treat it like it is.
Yeah, for the last couple of years, you've come on here weekly saying, like, I would date an ex-con before I would date a short guy. That was like the list a couple of weeks ago. I would date a guy with 4 eyes and an ex-con, and he's running from the law before I would date a short guy. So you can't tell me that's not a red flag for you. Don't try to be nice now.
Those guys have passions, okay? Right. They have a job.
Green flag, I have been told I am thoughtful and intentional in my relationships, but I have also been told recently that we're going to get into that I'm not necessarily romantic. So those are different things. Intentional and thoughtful, different than romantic. Red flag, I get bored really easily, and I'm constantly looking for that dopamine hit. My memory sucks. That's another red flag.
Okay, you can stop now, baby.
Yeah. I mean, I'm looking at this, and Amanda should just run. Just run through all the red flags. Slalom through them like a skier. All my red flags. What do you got, Kristen?
All right, I went a little lighter. You are being very introspective right now, so I don't know where you are in
I'm not at a great place, I told you.
In your hormonal waves. So my green flags, that again, I went a little lighter. I returned all my shopping carts. Oh, yes.
That's a green flag.
Yep. I use my turn signal, which I thought was a good green flag because so many people in this freaking city don't. And then I'm thoughtful AF. Those are my 3 green flags. My 3 red flags. I have misophonia, meaning you can't breathe or chew around me. I'm all or nothing in everything. I find it very hard to find a middle ground. And 3, I pick my dog's eye boogers and I enjoy it.
Yeah, that's when you can't get past. That's that big flag outside of the car dealership.
Mo?
So, all right, I hate talking about myself. So I picked...
Is that one of your red flags?
Yeah, I guess so.
Here's another red flag. So you picked 4. The wrong morning show.
There's 5 red flags now. They're piling up. I picked the top 3 things I feel like I hear the most in my relationships.
Okay.
So green flags. No, I'll start with red. Okay. Red flags, I need my space. I hear that one a lot. I like to be alone. I'm not clingy. Like Abby said, I'm always going to need some space. I'm usually very busy. I'm very into my career. I'm very into trying to get things done all the time. So I don't always have a lot of time to give to my relationship. And my overthinking keeps me from being spontaneous or impulsive or anything like that because I'm constantly processing everything.
You probably should have started with the green because everybody just tuned out.
He's already taken.
I wanted to end on a good note. Green flags, great listener. I'm always willing to listen. I take initiative a lot. I get things done, and you'll be laughing around me constantly because I'm always being funny.
There you go. Those are good ones to end on.
Lots of green flags. Okay, it's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 15th through the 28th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.